We hear again our Lord's word from Luke 14. Now great crowds accompanied Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." In the name of Jesus. Jesus, our Lord, gives gifts. The gift of family, of husband and wife, of father and mother, of child, of brother and sister, of friend and neighbor. This is all given to us in our Lord's orders of creation. He created the man and the woman. He gave the man and the woman the gift of marriage. The male and the female, he said, made one flesh. And in this, he gave the gift of family, and then of extended family and of neighbor. He gave the gift of ongoing generations as he told them to be fruitful and multiply. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it." Family, marriage of man and woman, children, all this, holy gift from the Lord. We know what happened, of course. The man and the woman, Adam and Eve, rebelled. Their sin is our sin, for we're brought forth from them. We will never be apart from that. In their rebellion against the God of all gifts, they brought sin into their own bodies. We're fruit of their bodies. So we know what happened. The fruitfulness and multiplying given as a gift by our Lord is now brought forth in our sinful bodies, our sinful lives. The Lord still gives the gifts. There's still marriage of man and woman, still procreation given to the male and the female, still the gift of family and of looking forward to ongoing generations. It's all being brought forth by our Lord, as he promised. Yet it's being brought forth through our sinful bodies, our sinful lives. So marriage is pressured with conflict and division. This belongs to all who are of sinful flesh. Families are brought forth in conflict and brokenness. It belongs to us all. And the sin is so deeply set in our flesh, in our bodies, in our lives, that we may even forget that it's there, or try to deny it, or forget just how profound, how deep set it is. The sin, that's the creature rejecting the gifts of the Creator and caring more about self than others. That's the person acting in self-interest instead of as servant receiving every good gift, including of neighbor and of family, every good gift from God. The sin, that's us receiving our families not as gift from God, but as what they are to us. Receiving our neighbor not as gift from God, but as what we can get out of them. The sin is us loving persons not for who they are and who God gives us to serve, but loving others for what worth we make them out to be. So Jesus says to the crowds, well, we can stop there for just a moment. Jesus says to the crowds, the text says. So all are involved in this. This is not some private sin Jesus is addressing over in some corner with a person. Some sin is if we can act as if it belongs not to us personally, but to someone over there. It's the crowds. It's everyone. It's you and me. Jesus said to the crowds, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:26. Jesus, God the Son, created our fathers and mothers, our children. He was in that conversation of creation with the Father and the Holy Spirit back in Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image." That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, over the livestock, and over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Jesus, God the Son, then later spoke through Moses saying, "You shall honor your father and your mother," Exodus 20. "And you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." Then later, the Lord said even more through Moses, Leviticus 19, "You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Then later, our Lord said by his own mouth, Matthew 19, "Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And now Jesus says these strange words of Luke 14, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own flesh, he cannot be my disciple." Our Lord is here giving us a great gift. He's restoring to us our families. He's giving us our father and mother, our wife or husband, our brothers and sisters, our children, our neighbor. He's giving them to us as gift from him. For Jesus knows our sin. He knows that we love people for what they are to us, for what we can get out of them. Our sin turns us into users of others, including our own families, our own neighbor. Our sin makes us narcissists, caring about self. And Jesus knows this. So as we love others for what they are worth to us, for what we can use them for, Jesus says, you need to hate them. You need to hate even your own father and mother, your own wife and children. Then, says Jesus, pick up your cross. Follow me. Pick up your cross? Yes. Be done with your own works, with your own worthiness, with your own figuring out of what you can get, with your own watching out for yourself. Be done with it. Pick up your cross. Have faith in Jesus. Look at his works, his taking of your sin, of your self-love, your self-focus, his taking of it all and bearing it on his own back to the cross. He crucified your sin in his own body on the cross. He atoned for your sin with his own blood. He redeemed your life. He bought you back, the whole you, and made you his own. So now he's your Lord. Your faith is in him, in his word of forgiveness, in his absolving of your sin, in his cleansing of your conscience. Your faith is in him alone. And in this life of faith, this life apart from the sinful flesh in which we do still live, but this life of faith, which is ours only because it's breathed into us by the gospel, in this life of faith, we look at Jesus, and there we see our Lord. We see the one who said through Moses, "You shall love the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And in loving the Lord our God, who has redeemed us and made us his own, we then look at our families, our father and mother, our children, our neighbor. And we now see them as gifts from this Lord, and that is love. But we love them not for what we think they might be worth to us, but we love them as gifts to us from our Lord, who created us and created them, who redeemed us and redeemed them, the Lord who makes us all to be one in receiving gifts from our giver God. In the name of Jesus, amen.